closer.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Pre-Accident Investigation Podcast Safety Moment. I'm Todd Conklin, and let's talk a little bit about safety. So, Sidney Decker has taken to say in his presentations recently, I've just done a couple with him, that we wanted more safety, but we got more bureaucracy. And that sort of brings me to Pornell's iron law of bureaucracy. And here's what Pornell says. It's kind of an interesting one, so listen carefully. First, there will be two kinds of people in every organization. The first type are those who are devoted to the goals of the organization. The examples of those would be like a classroom teacher, engineers and launch technicians at NASA, ag sciences, meat inspectors, people like that, right? People that are aligned to the goals of the organization. And the second type of people would be those dedicated to the organization itself. Examples of that would be administrators in an educational system, or the NASA headquarters people, right? Or the USDA meat regulators. Those two types of people exist. And Parnell's iron law says that in every case, the second group will gain and keep control of the organization. It will write all the rules and control promotions within the organization. That, rather loosely translated, is Parnell's ironclad law for bureaucracy. That's our discussion for today. And I guess what's most important about this operational excellence moment, this safety moment, is asking you, which one of those roles do you play in the bureaucracy that is your organization? Are you a safety person that's essentially involved in the mission, or are you a safety person that's essentially involved in maintaining the organizational bureaucracy that exists within the company in which you work? And that's a pretty tough question. Because one of the things I would suggest is that bureaucracies tend to be very self-protecting and very self-righting. So we want to protect the system in which we survive in order to ensure that we have the ability to survive the system that we want to protect. Now, Parnell and Decker, I think, have both made a pretty strong case that if we want safer organizations, we shouldn't be satisfied with more bureaucracy. And I'm working right now with an organization, and we're looking at the way they manage work, their work control documents. And over time, what was once a simple idea, a simple piece of paperwork that actually helped you understand and recognize hazards, mitigate those hazards, plan the work, and then actually progressively manage that plan while you're doing the job, over time, that document has grown from what should exist on one page to many times 80, 90, 100 pages of documentation. The question I want to ask, and I think it's a really important question, is what's that document doing? Is it providing essential information to do mission, Parnell's type one, or is it supporting the bureaucratic system in which the document lives? And when you look at the question that way, the answer is pretty obvious. Our challenge is to realize that we should make it easy to safely perform work and hard to do the job wrong. And I think the first place we have to look is the bureaucratic structure, the structure of our organizations, our facilities, our companies, our agencies, and ask, have we created a system that supports the mission, or have we created a system that reinforces the bureaucracy? It's a pretty short safety moment, but I want to leave it up to you. Think about what I just said, because what I just said is a challenge for every organization that I've ever been a part of or gotten the opportunity, the fortunate opportunity, to step inside and better understand. That's our safety moment for today. Learn something new every day. Have fun. Summer is almost over, and for goodness sakes, be safe.